الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Many respected viewers of Madanation We once again welcome you in our program Background of Quranic Revelations In this program we select one ayah of Quran and we talk about its background We talk about its message and we also talk about Sabab of Nuzul Specifically, why this ayah was revealed. Be with us from start till end, you'll be learning a lot from today's program. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or do any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you'll watch it. From start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon and pass this knowledge onto others too. It's always a good idea to invite people towards righteousness. I request you if you can ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start to end. And inshallah, at the end, you'll all feel how much you would have gained and learned. Respected viewers, today we have selected an ayah of Quran from Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 102. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran,
قَدْ سَأَلَهَا قَوْمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ ثُمَّ أَصْبَحُوا بِهَا كَافِرِينَ
Translation from Kanzul Iman. A nation before you questioned about such matters, and then they denied practicing it. Respectfully, was here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about a nation before us, who also questioned, and then when the time of practicing came, they denied it. Muslims were given an order, and after giving that order, Muslims are reminded about a nation who had asked excessive questions. And then when they were addressed and time of practicing came, they denied. And they also asked irrelevant questions from Anbiya Kiram alayhimus salatu wassalam. And when Hazrat Anbiya Kiram alayhimus salatu wassalam mentioned their ahkam, then they were not able to act upon and practice. So, Muslims, they have been addressed that you should avoid such questions, asking irrelevant questions, because if you are given answer of each and every question what you are asking, it is possible that some of the answers you may not like. In ahadith also, it is condemned to ask unnecessary questions. Here are a few ahadith I would like to share. Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned, the most sinful person among the Muslims is the one who asked about something which had not been prohibited, but was prohibited because of his asking. Allahu Akbar. This is how that person is condemned, that before it was not prohibited, but because of his asking, something became prohibited. Hazrat Abu Thalaba Khushani radiyallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established some limits, so do not cross those limits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made few obligations upon you, so do not waste them. And there are certain things which are haram, so do not break their hurma. And Allah has remained silent without forgetting upon certain matters out of His mercy, so do not debate about those matters. Likewise, in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam addressed us and said, O people, Allah has made Hajj obligatory for you, so perform Hajj. Thereupon a person said, Messenger of Allah, is it to be performed every year? He, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, kept quiet And he repeated these words thrice. Whereupon Allah's Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, if I were to say yes, it would have become obligatory for you to perform it every year, and you would not be able to do it. So when I command you to do anything, do it as much as it lies in your power. And when I forbid you to do anything, then abandon it. Respectively, this very narration gives us beautiful Madani pearls to understand that we should not ask irrelevant, unnecessary, and excessive questions, because sometimes that is not in our favor. Like the person who asked in the court of Rasulullah about Hajj, and if Rasulullah had said, it would have been farḍ every year. People, they are not able to do once in a year. How would it be possible to do it every year? So this is how we understand. And we also understand the authority of Rasulullah from this hadith. Allahu Akbar. Whatever Rasulullah says, that is sharia. That is legislation. That is law. And he says that it becomes the law. Allahu Akbar. This is the authority of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected viewers of Madani Sharm, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was very kind, Ra'uf and Rahim. He, alhamdulillah, thought about us. Yes, there are many matters in our Sharia which are, because of the mercy of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, easy for us. Yes, respected brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam loved to do miswak so much in his life. And it was his wish to make it necessary, compulsory, with every wudu. But he did not do that. Why? Just to think about us. It would be hard for us to do with every wudu. Like is the case with Hajj. Had he said it, it would have been difficult for us. And there are so many other matters when we think about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam thought about our ease. And again, we offer 5 daily prayers. Initially, they were farḍ upon us, 50 daily prayers. But imagine, it is hard for us to even offer 5 daily prayers. What would have been the condition if they were 50? But yet it is the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was again madad of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. He sent Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam again and again back to get it reduced. He helped us. And it was again a mercy of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam also for the Ummah. He thought about us. And he went again and again to get it reduced. He thought about us. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to act upon whatever I have said. Ameen, bijahin, nabiyil, ameen. That's all for today. Respect viewers, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, with another beautiful topic. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran.